Blog Talk Radio.
This is Evangelist Connie Hayes, Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. Thank you so much for stopping by to fellowship with us today. And as I told you, promised you that we would have more stories coming where people want to share their testimonies to show you the goodness of how God has just been really good to them. And today I have a very, very special person to me that's going to share her story. It's my oldest sister, Clara Marie Lowe. And she's going to come to you in her own way. I'm going to go into prayer, and then when I come off of prayer, I'm going to bring her and just let her go and just let her share with you. And I know that when you hear her testimony, you will be blessed. And I just thank you for stopping by. And I'm going to go into prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this time and opportunity that you have brought us together, Father God, that we would bring the testimony of my sister today, Father God, that she will share it, that it may help someone else along their journey, Father God. We ask, God, that you would come in here and that you would have a seat in this place, Father God, that you would have your own way, Father God. And for that, Father God, we will give you praise and we will give you thanks, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for everything. We know that you sit high and you look low, Father God. We know that you're in control. We know that you are the divine connection, Father God. And for this, Father God, we thank you, Father God. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. As I said, I am Evangelist Connie. I am going to bring my sister Clara Marie Lowe on, and I'm just going to let her tell her story in her own way and part of her journey. And when she completes, then I'll come back on. Okay, one moment, please. I'm going to bring her on the line. Praise the Lord, Clara. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good, Evangelist Connie. I'm blessed this morning.
I am
truly
so
blessed.
I can't tell you how much joy you have brought me for wanting to share, because I know your story. But I want you to share it in your own way. So what I'm going to do is just let you go forward and go forward. God bless you.
Thank you. Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. I am here. My name is Clara Marie. My sister called me Ree, but I just thank God for his goodness and his mercy. I thank God how he kept me, keeping me, and continues blessing me in this my journey with him. Well, my story starts off, I was on drugs for 20 years. I was in the street. 20-plus years I was on drugs. But praise be to God, I've been clean and sober. God has kept me for 26 years now. I've been clean. And I thank God for it. I thank God for his goodness. I thank God how he blessed my family, how he kept me through all tribulations. All things that he has blessed me, I just give God the glory, I give God the praise. I just want to say that God is a good God. And when I go through something.
I've lost you. I've lost you. We can't hear you.
It was
Marie, we can't hear you. Just a moment, I'm trying to let her know that we're losing our contact. Please stand by. Please stand by. Okay, one moment. I'm going to wait for her to call back so we can reconnect because some kind of way the connection, I can barely hear her and the connection has dropped. So as soon as she dials back in, then I'll put her back on the line. But it is just a delight. And you know that any time that you're doing something that the Lord has assigned for you to do, we do know things come against it, but I do know that God has ordained me and appointed me to do this at this particular time. And now that he has allowed me to do it, I just thank him for giving me the opportunity. So we're just waiting for her to dial back in. And as soon as she dials back in, then we will start again, you know, because I have to let her know that we could not hear, you know, and that she will realize that we have been disconnected, you know, from her. And as soon as she comes back. And like I said, I always say Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and call according to God's purpose. God has a purpose in all our journeys. God has assigned all of us to walk in obedience to him. A lot of us don't want to line up with the things God has appointed for us, and we don't want to go through anything. But we have to go through the things that God has signs for us to go through in order for us to help someone else along the way. And as we do that, then we understand that there's a time and there's a season for everything that we do. And as we continue to do and walk in obedience to the things that God has given us to do, then a lot of times, you know, things come up against us. But when things come up against us, it doesn't mean that God is not on your side, because it tells us in his word, it said, if I be for you, who then can be against you? We have to understand that. We have to understand God is for us. And if God is for us, we have to just go ahead and do what God has asked us to do. And once we begin to do the things God has asked us to do, then you'll understand by and by, because a lot of times we don't understand the things that happen to us, you know, and sometimes you wonder, well, why am I going through this? Well, you're going through this because God needs your testimony, because he don't need it, but God wants to use us, you know, because God can do anything he wants to do. He don't need us, but he uses us because we're his. We're his precious children. And, you know, and that's a pleasure, and that's a delight to be used by God. And I'm just grateful that, you know, God gives us all the opportunity to come forward and to share the things that he has given us to share with others. I'm trying to get her back. I don't know. Maybe something with the interruption, she can't get back in. But I'm trying to get her back. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a song back on for a few minutes and see if I can reach her. And then as soon as I reach her, I'll bring it back, okay? Thank you so much. Talking, but you were not talking in the radio. You'll have to talk so we can hear you. No, just call in. I'm still live right now. That's why I have the music on.
Okay.
Okay, I have her back on the line. Sorry for that. Okay, sister, can you go ahead, please? Because you have to talk into your phone because we lost you.
Okay. Okay,
go forward, right. Please.
All right. Praise the Lord, saints. I don't know where I left off at. I didn't know that you wasn't able to hear me or anything like that. But I got excited, and I just wanted to give God the praise and give God the glory. Just let everyone know that God is a good God. God is an awesome God. God is a right now God. Like I said before, I don't know where I left. Like I said, where I left off at. But I just want to let you know how God saved me, how God delivered me from 20 years on the street, 20 years of drugs and alcohol and doing crazy stuff. But God kept me. And he is a keeper. He know how to keep you if you want to be kept. So I just give y'all, God the glory. I just, as anybody that's going through something, that's just encouraged and be encouraged and know that God is able to do just what he said he would do. And he said he would keep you, and he'll do just that. He would do that. And I just want to say that God, he saved my life just last month, June the 1st, be exact. I had a reaction from my medicine, and I was in ICU for 2 days, not knowing that that's where I was at, but that's where I was at. But God kept me. God, he is a keeper. So I'm just asking everyone to know that whatever you're going through, don't give up. Just know that God got you. God got your child that's out there in the street that you think it ain't no hope for. God got you. God got that child for you. God is a deliverer. God is a keeper. He got that for you. So you just be encouraged and know that God is your keeper. God is your deliverer. God is your way maker. God, he will deliver. I am now been clean and sober for 26 years. I have been blessed to raise my granddaughter, see them through college, see them on their way, and God is just good. So I'm just telling everybody, get everybody a little encouraged, to just be encouraged. Be know that God is your keeper. God is your deliverer. God is the way. When you think it ain't no way, God is the way. I just ask everybody to keep praying. Let's pray for each other. And know that God will do what he said he'll do. And know that God got you. God got you. Amen. So I just want to say thank you, Lord, for who you are. I thank God for what he's doing in my life right now today. I thank you. In Jesus' name, praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, God.
Sister, can you elaborate on some of your journey? Can you tell them about how God brought you as you was out there 26 years out there on drugs, how God brought you and then out that horrible pit and established your going? Can you kind of elaborate on that a little bit for us?
Yes, how God just, he delivered me. He's the one that kept me. When I was out there in the streets, like I said, I was on drugs for 20 years. But God, he protected me. When I OD'd 2 times, God had his hands on me then. I wouldn't even say how God just kept me. God is a keeper. That's what I keep saying. God is that keeper. I call myself moving away from my family. So I moved to California where my family figured that I wasn't hurting my family if I moved away. But let me tell you, God, he blessed me in the midst of all of my trouble. He kept me. He kept me safe. I didn't come up with no diseases. God kept me. And that is my testimony. God kept me. I don't know. You know, I don't know. But he's a keeper. I don't know what Evangelist is looking for.
The thing is that I know when you say he kept you, I know that that's your testimony. Because I saw you do the walk. I have seen what God has done with you. And I know the things that you are doing in the kingdom for God now. I know that the people you're reaching back to help. And that's why I wanted somebody out there that was out here on drugs would know, as you say, that he is a keeper and he will protect you even if you're out there and don't even know it. Even if you're not saved, he still has not forgotten about you. And this is why I asked her to come, and she played a very, very, very important part in my life. When I was strung out on drugs, and I would call her, and she would tell me, just keep on praying. Don't stop praying. Even though she was having her own struggle, she reached back for me, and she told me, you keep on praying. God hears you, because I thought God didn't hear me. So I'm telling you that it's so important that we reach back and we hold on to each other. God has given us a divine connection.
Got to pray for each other. You got to pray for each other. You got that. I can't say it enough. You got to pray for each other. And you cannot forget what God done for you. You cannot look at someone else and turn your nose up. Because what God did for you, he'll do it for that next person. And when I ride down the street and I see someone, I say, God, I thank you. By the grace of God, there go I. Only his grace. His grace kept me. You heard that song that's out now? God's grace. How did I make it this far? By his grace. His grace alone will bring you through. His grace alone will give you courage to see your child out there, to know your child out there. But you can say, God, you did it, and I know you'll do it again. You did it for this lady here. I know you. God is not no respecter person. You just got to keep that in your mind. It might be your husband. You don't know what to do, but just know that God got it. All you got to do is just keep praying for him, because God got it. Jesus' name, I thank you. I thank you for it.
I was just going to say one thing. I do know that you have not forgotten, that you have reached back and you continue to help. You continue to go where people don't want to go. You go where that there's not a crowd. You go where there's a need. I mean, you help those that need. I mean, you do so much in the kingdom, for the kingdom of God. And it's not unforgotten, because God sees it. But, you know, I'm just proud to know and to watch your walk. It encouraged me to walk my walk.
Yes, you know, Evangelist Connie, you have to go back. You have to go in. Because when the time comes, you know, the Bible, he going to ask you, you didn't feed what? You didn't give me nothing. But when we help the others out there in the street, we're doing it in God's name. We're doing it for Jesus. And you got to give back. You can't hold everything in. Or you're not gonna, you can't hold. You can't stand. If you keep holding all that God gave you and God did for you, if you hold it in, you're not gonna be able to keep. You got to give it out so you can get more.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you give it out, you're going to get more. God's going to keep refilling you. God's going to keep doing it. But if you're sitting there in this hole with tight fist, ain't nothing going to get out and ain't nothing going to come in. And you just got
Amen.
To know that God is in control.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I gave my life to God. Let me say this. I gave my life to God when I was in prison.
Amen.
I gave my life to God when I was in, out there in California, in prison.
Yeah.
And God have kept me through it all. Hallelujah. God have kept me. When I came out of prison, the last time I came out, I didn't go back the same way. I came out a different person. And God
Amen.
Been with me ever since. And I thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. 26 Amen. Years I've been saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Drug free. Alcohol free. 26
yes.
years. Not nothing
yes.
I did on my own. Nothing
yes.
I did on my own. God
Amen.
Did it.
Yes.
And I thank you for it. And I thank you, Evangelist, for this time and that. You got enough for me to want to tell my little story. I ain't, you know, I thank God for you. Amen.
Amen. I thank God that you took the time out your busy schedule to come and to share your testimony. And I just truly know, as you have been a blessing to me, that you will also be a blessing to someone else. Someone will hear and someone will hold on because of your story. Someone that's in the penitentiary will say that they know that they can make it. They will understand because you did it. And it's a privilege to see an elder like you out here working in the streets and helping those that need help. And even if they don't have anything to give back, you constantly give of yourself. And I just want to thank you. And I know it's all for the kingdom of God, because you know what? We couldn't do it if we were working in our own self, because we would then want
no.
to be self-absorbed. So it has to be everything that we do. We only do it to God be the glory for all that we do and the things that we say. And then you were
Amen.
Able to come. God bless you to come and take up a life of your granddaughters. And then now you're raising granddaughters and helping out with great grandkids. You know, that's a blessing.
Amen.
He to let you live, that you are a legacy and you will be a legacy going forward through the family. That someone can one day stand back and say that, you know what, Marie prayed for me. Marie had me on her mind. This is why I am where I am. Because I know that grandmama
Amen.
And mama and daddy and uncle's prayers went forward for us. When we didn't know they were praying for us. And now we're standing
Amen.
Praying to hold our family together. And the generation curses are being broke. Because God said that if we ask anything in his name that he would do it. And I remember the day we claimed that generation curses was broken in our family. We declared
Amen.
That they were go through our family. We declared that there would be no more unwanted pregnancies. I'm not unwanted, but unwanted pregnancies. We declared that those girls
Amen.
Will go to college, and they stand, they are in college.
Amen.
And they're doing
Praise
what young ladies do at this time respectably. You know,
yes,
and that was
yes,
the decree
yes.
we made together. So anyone out here that has a family, every family has their own thing. But a praying family stays together.
Amen.
And a loving
Amen.
So you got to love them in spite of, no matter what. We just have to love. We have to love on each other as God loves on us.
Amen.
It's nothing
so
that we can see each other as unforgiving. We have to have a forgiving heart. And forgiveness
yes,
is not
yes.
for the sister, it's for me. So I can
yes,
continue
yes.
my walk in Christ. So as we continue down this journey, I thank her. Because as she said, that she was laying in between life and death. And I saw it with my own eyes. I saw God raise her up from the prayers of the righteous with nothing that held
Amen.
Her down. And she got up out of that bed, and she began to keep on running. It didn't stop her. God gave her a rest so he could refuel her. because that was his way of doing it for her testimony, so then she can go forward to help somebody else. So if you
Amen.
Have something that you would like to share, as I always say, you can always reach me. I am reachable, for I am a servant, and I pray every day to have a servant's heart and to be humble and
yes.
humble so God can use me for his glory.
Yes.
So anything you need to, if you need to reach or you have a question there, if I can help you, I will. If I don't have the answer, I will come forward and ask someone else, and then I'll bring the answer back. I'll bring
yes,
my sister back
yes.
a few moments. She has some closing remarks, and then if she, or whatever she wants to do at this time, I'm gonna render the floor back to her a few minutes, and whatever she wants to do, and I'm gonna ask her if she don't mind, if she would pray us off.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thanks. I just want to say,
Lord.
And I want you just, I just want to say, I just want you to remember this thing. God got you. I heard
yeah.
this record on the radio this morning, and it just stayed in my spirit. God
yeah.
got you. No
yeah.
matter what you go through, no matter what may come, God got you. Just remember that, and you're going to make
yeah.
it. Father God,
yes.
in the name of Jesus, Lord,
Jesus.
I come to you as humble as I know how to say
That's
thank
God.
You.
Thank
you
God.
For this day, God. Lord,
thank
you for waking us up this morning. Thank you
That's
for
God.
Having us be clothed in our right mind. Thank you, God. Lord, I thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Father God, I thank you for your kindness, your patience that you have with us. Father God, most of all, hallelujah, I thank you for saving me, a wretch
yes.
like me. I thank
yes.
you. I thank you, Lord God. And God, I ask upon you to bless each and every itching ear, every ear and every person that can hear this testimony or hear this prayer, Lord. You touch them. You know the needs, God. You provide for them, Father God. You know what they need better than anybody, God. Better than they know, God. But God, I ask upon you to provide food for them. Lord, protect the homeless. Lord, protect the ones with no food, God. Lord, look upon the abused children out there in the world, God. Lord, you touch those kids, God. You touch those mothers that's been abused, God. The men that's been abused. Lord, let your will be done, God. And we're going to give you the glory. We're going to give you the praise. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sister. Thank you from the bottom of my heart that you would take this time out to stop by Walking in God's Purpose and share your testimony with us. And as we go forward, we will be bringing more stories, more testimonies, and they will share them with you as God directs it, because we're asking God to do it, because only that God does it, that it can go forward. And if you haven't, you can always call me at area code 708-715-4545. I am available to you. And also, if you are out of the ark of Savior, if you need to, you can go to Romans 10 and 9, confess your sins to God and ask God to put you in a Bible-believing church filled with the precious Holy Ghost so you can get back up under the arch of safety. Because God has not forgotten. God has no prospective person. So come on back. God, nothing you've done is not too big for God. Nothing's bigger than God. And God has not forgotten about you. And you can always hit me on either Twitter or Facebook, or you can do me on Walking in God's Purpose Ministry, gmail.com. Send me your information. Let me know. You can always reach me and call me at area code 215-383-3979. If you would like to share something with me, I'll be happy to take the call. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you again for taking the time out to share your story. And may God bless you. And to God be the glory for all in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you. and we will be talking to you soon. God bless.